Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Take control of your outdoor space with Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. The Pump and Go container is ready and easy to use. With the Pump and Go sprayer, you don't need to mix your own liquid, and you get up to 10 minutes of continuous spray. Save big on Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
There are times I feel like a caveman in 2025 because it seems sometimes that you're not exactly sure what you're supposed to say. What used to be a compliment could be offensive now. So I do this a little begrudgingly with good intent. Cassie.
Yes.
So when we were out in the hall a couple of minutes ago taking pictures, I noticed something. And I don't know if you can see it every day because you look yourself in the mirror, but I can see that you have lost weight.
Oh, thank you.
I can definitely see it, ma'am.
I can feel it. I feel better. And that's really, I haven't weighed myself. I've weighed myself once since I've started my GLP-1 journey. I'm on Zepbound, 2.5 milligrams, lowest dose. I did a starting weight, and then I think I clocked in again at 8 pounds, and I haven't done it again because that's not really, like, I will be interested to know how many pounds I lost. I'm not going to pull the wool over your eyes and be like, it's not a amount of pounds. But it's really not for me. I'm doing it for cholesterol levels as I eat a breakfast almond cookie from Henri's or Alon's Bakery. But I'm hungry today. And that's the part of the journey is I'm not saying no to myself. It's just moderation. Instead of eating this whole cookie, I had half and I'm good.
I also think it's, I think it wouldn't be genuine to say that when you're losing weight, one of the happy markers isn't to see the weight loss on your body. Like, you can't check your cholesterol every single day.
Right. You know? Yeah. And you're, like you said, you're seeing yourself in the mirror. You notice if your clothes fit differently. Like, this is a size smaller shirt than I would normally wear, which is cool. It's a little tight, but we're getting there. I'm just trying to make sure that is not the marker that I'm measuring by, especially because once the show ends and I have some time, I'm going to be hitting the gym and weightlifting some more, which is something that you're supposed to do, which I know muscle is going to add some pounds back on. Even though the fat is going away, I'll be adding muscle. So weight's not a good metric, but right, it is pretty exciting. Thanks for noticing.
Definitely can notice. All right, so let's talk about the last 25 years. We've been taking a look back at Burt Show moments, and this one here, Cassie meeting her idol, was fantastic.
Oh, it's honestly up there as one of my favorite moments in my tenure on The Burt Show. And there was no way we could close the curtain without reliving this. So Cassie and I used to have the great privilege of going to the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas and also the other award show. American Music Awards in Los Angeles. And so, I think we did the Grammys one year too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also did the Grammys one year. And Cumulus and Westwood One would do this whole radio row, like red carpet, and would set us up and they would just usher in, like, you got these 4-minute interviews with artists. And, you know, there was a lot of up and coming artists, but there was also those gets. So in the industry, you call like that one artist that you've been dying to interview. Like, obviously for Abby, your get is
Taylor Swift.
There you go.
Everybody's get is Taylor Swift.
Which, yeah, it's just hard to say because it was almost a reality.
We did interview Diet Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter. She was one of the ones who came through.
She did. Mm-hmm. When she was up and coming. So here we are at the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas. And the big get that year, and not every radio station, every radio show got to get the big get, right? But because of Burt and his name and the Burt Show and what the Burt Show means in the radio industry, we were very fortunate that we went out there. We got the big names. And that year, we got Britney Spears.
Oh my God. I still remember the text from the person who ran it all was like, make sure you're down by this time because radio started at a certain time, but it was kind of flexible because sometimes people didn't want to interview the up and coming artists, but we were always there like before it started. We were there all day. And I remember being like, no, it's not going to happen. And we were there. And then I saw Larry Rudolph. And if you are a big Britney fan, you know exactly who that is. That was her manager. Like, he is also legendary. And I was like, oh my God, it's Larry Rudolph. And I'm like, I even made eye contact with Jason Trawick at one point, who was her fiance. That was at a different time. And I'm like, this is really going to happen. And I remember them walking up with Britney and being like, oh my God. And I was so starstruck. I hid behind the cameraman. So Kristen's up there doing the interview. I'm like, get myself out of the shot. And I'm literally standing behind someone, like peeking around a wall almost because it's Britney. And I feel like I can't be in like direct line of sight of her because it's, I mean, this woman, I had her plastered all over my walls. I used to know every MTV VMA performance. I probably could still do some of them. Even European VMAs. If you play me a song, I can probably tell you what year and what VMAs that remix is from. Every single track, I have every single B-side. She is my version of Taylor Swift for Abby. I had friends, this was before we had streaming services, who would fly to Japan and bring me back B-side tracks from the Asian albums. And I would be like, thank you, I already have these. But I appreciate it. That's how much I loved her. I saw her first when she opened for NSYNC. Like, it has been a long journey with Brit. And she's from Louisiana, which is where I grew up as well. So having her there in the flesh was like not a real thing.
So when you were at these radio rows, there was always this massive buzz right before like the big get, the A-list music artist walked in, right? And where we were positioned, we were the very first interview slot. And so she came to us first as she was going to move her way down. So in walks Britney. Now, mind you, I had like 3.5 minutes, 4 tops to talk to her, all right? So these are like quick, like rapid. And this was a tough interview, all right? Because what year was this? Do you remember?
It's 2015.
2015. All right, so we're going back 10 years. And she was like, you know, you're trying to make them comfortable. It's hard to build a rapport in freaking 3 minutes of asking questions. But she's giving very staccato, short answers. But I knew our girl Cassie had, like, she was the biggest Britney Spears stan. And I'm like, at the end, I want Cassie to come up here and she's gonna talk to Britney Spears. Like, we're going to make this happen.
Which, just to give you guys some insight, like, that's a big no-no. Like, you don't deviate from what the managers have asked of you. And bringing someone in like that who's, like, not originally part of the interview, it could go very sideways. So to be like, hey, come on over and talk to Britney. And this is post-2007 Britney, so it's not like she's her loose, like, country girl self. This is her reserved, anxiety is pinging, doesn't like the public spotlight version of Britney.
And you could feel that when you were talking to her. So yeah, I wasn't supposed to do it, but I learned from the best. And it's better to ask for forgiveness and permission.
Always.
And I'm like, oh, no. Like, this is going to be the moment. It's not going to be any answer that Britney gives that's going to be memorable. It's going to be Cassie's interaction with Britney that's going to be memorable. So this is the moment.
Your instincts are great. You know what? You should definitely be hosting a morning show. Maybe even in this studio. Go ahead. Was that out loud?
So Tommy has pulled. This is the moment that Cassie comes sheepishly from behind the cameraman and walks up to her idol and gets to tell Britney Spears how she feels about her.
God, I remember, like, getting your single, Baby One More Time, before the album was out, me and my best friends. I had your posters all over my walls. So I really wanted to tell you, thanks for being an inspiration. Like, I know it's probably old hat to you now, but you really did inspire me growing up, and I looked up to you. So
thank you so much. I like your hair.
Thanks. Side-eyed.
She likes my hair. You guys roasted me for so many years over her saying she liked my hair, but she liked my hair. Imagine if Taylor Swift told you, Abby, that she likes your hair.
I would have passed out on the spot.
You'd get it on a t-shirt. You'd frame it on a wall. I should have done the same. She likes my hair.
Any kind of compliment at all.
I would have never cut my hair ever. In fact, I wouldn't have touched my hair. I'd been like, I just want to hairspray it into this exact position, and I'm going to exist for the rest of my days like this.
All right, so that was great, and I'm glad we have that, like, that special little nugget. But then Britney Spears leaves our little, like, sectioned off area to go do the next interview, and I think that's when it washes over Cassie what just happened. Who she got to talk to, whose hand
she got to touch her.
What does she feel like?
Oh my God, I have touched every member of the Spears family at this point. I'm so excited. Mama Lynn touched me in the bathroom to tell me a bathroom stall was open.
Yeah. We had Jamie Lynn Spears in the studio. So here is the aftermath of Cassie having met her idol, Britney Spears.
Cassie, what just happened?
I just met Britney.
How are you feeling right now?
I don't like this. This is stupid. I hate emotions.
Stop laughing at me.
No, it's the cutest thing. Oh, I never thought I was going to meet her ever.
But you just did.
Yes. Oh my God, I love her so much.
Okay.
You're not washing my hand ever. I'm going to buy a glove. I'll just wear it right here. That's so fun.
I love you so much.
Literally crying. She's just sobbing.
Back in the day where it was joke that I was a robot, and if I cried, I was leaking. Like, I had no complete antithesis to now. But the thing is, I started sobbing, and because I'm, like, sobbing, all of the people I'm friendly with who work the event, who happen to be all vice presidents at Cumulus, are crowding around me being like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, I'm not pretty! And I'm like, the career Cassie is dying. I'm like, this is the most unprofessional thing I've done in my entire life. But it's Britney Spears!
She was mortified as like the EVPs and VPs are coming over to check on her.
That kind of authentic moment is not allowed in this industry.
No, they were so kind.
They were so sweet. They were really generally concerned. Like, they wanted to know what was wrong with Cassie. And Cassie's like, I've been Britney!
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.